This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders earned a decisive victory in Nevada's caucuses on Saturday. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're going to take this back.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Donald Trump. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The organization's human rights chief, Fiona Fraser, said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths and injuries in Afghanistan.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.